Okay, Kufam Gimel Beis, Benosin Olea East Planis, Amr Abaya, Amr Li Aim. So Abaya said, my aim told me, Abaya's aim, over here is actually referring to his, the woman who wrote, who his parents died before he was born, both his parents. His mother died in childbirth, his father died before that. And there's a woman who raised him. He used to refer to his aim. My mother, the one who raised me, told me, "Isplanisa de kulum," the recipe for making this plaster that they used to put onto the bandage. The kulum kivi of all different types of wounds, or pains, literally, is shev mi noi tarba b'chad chadakirat. It's seven parts chaliv. They would take a fat. And one part kira, one part does wax. Rabba Amar kira, v'kalba rishino. So it was wax, and there was also kalba rishino. Rashi says that referring to the pitch which comes out of the tree, but not through the process of heating it. So it's white. That's. Pulling out the name.
Resin.
Well, it's not actually red. It was a liquid. It was a liquid. It was like out of the tar which comes out of some of the trees. There's a pitch which comes out. There's a white. There's a name for it. Dropping right now. Like the naphtha is. I forgot what it's called.
Sap.
It's a sap which is flammable, etc. We had it before. Okay, Dorsha Rava v'Mechuzah. So Rava said this publicly in the Mechuzah that this is the and people started using it and it's healing a lot of things. So Karino b'nei Minyomi Asya l'manayu. So b'nei Minyomi, who were the doctors in town, basically. Closed up shop. Literally, they tore up their tore up their utensils. Nobody was coming to for business anymore, because everybody was healing themselves. Amar lahu, so Rava said to them, "Shav." I guess they came to claim the Rava. Shav kudhuchad. I left you over one recipe for healing, which I didn't publicize. Damer Shmuel. Hi, man. The mushi ape. Well, the dog give tuva. First, washes the face. It does not dry it well, and. So Nikterle Chas Penisa, he gets a problem with it, like a chapped food. There's a damage to the skin. So, now she says the two pshat, what it means. One pshat, it means that he gets like a chapped skin. Or probably gets there's a type of a skin boil that he gets because of it. So my tekante limshituba b'may desoki, use beet juice to wash it. So that I didn't publicize, so you can still use that one if you want. It's a grashi. Shev minoy tarba.
Second to last slide.
Kufal Megillon Beis. Zayin mona shel chelev, seven portions of chelev, echad adakir of the shayv, one portion of wax. That's the ratio. What was it? Kira of the Kabarishino. Kira is wax. Kavrishina is who zephis shall eats. Shemitzim menu shalaya de ha'or. It's a zephis which comes out not through heat. It is levon and it is white. Kavrino the manayo shehipsid lehem. They lost money. Legalis refuah so by publicizing this refuah. He said, "Shemko Chada Shalagili." He said, "Didn't publicize the following." Chasmani says, "Part of mispakers.
His skin cracks. His face skin cracks."
Vaniyam and Rashi. That's what I hear from his rebbeim. But Rashi says, "Vaniyam." I said, "Shumin shkin shakaran inayru." A type of a shkin called inayru. Vuhu ubecheris shakasa b'tara. The pasuk refers to there's a shkin called becheris. Excuse me, there's a shin called Cheris. The pasuk says, and they will also be stricken with the Cheris. And chasmanisa, target mshal cheres, and the word chasmanisa is the Aramaic word for cheres. Mavai the sukkah, barak shrodin, beet juice. Okay. Lo shachu meher Shabbos. The Mishnah says you do it with, in Shabbos with a shinoi by chewing it. Tell me about it. The word shein oisin the meal of Shabbos oisin lo b'yamtiv. There's certain things which we will permit on Yom Tov to do, which even though we went now, we'll do them on Shabbos. Number one, shechach and lo kamoin. They grind the kamoin, the cumin to put on. V'tefron let lo yayin v'shem, and they do mix up the yayin and shem together, because and yayin and shem in the whole reason because it looks like you're about to cook. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Grinding is a mutter. Grinding is a malacha, which within Beya we pointed out. It's malachas which are normally done large amounts for to use over a period of time are prohibited to do because it's not part of the cooking directly part of the cooking process. That's tchina is a malacha which straddles the line because. Certain types of tchina are also because they're usually done for large amounts. A person grinds; he doesn't every time he needs flour. He doesn't go grind a little bit of flour in the millstone and they get a little flour. He grinds a large amount and puts it away. So that tchina is also. On the other hand, spices, etc., which you basically leave them till everybody uses them and you grind them up, and then you use them. So those will be mutter. Sometimes you need a shino, sometimes they don't need a shino, whether it's some type of spice which will, the flavor will be dissipate if you do it beforehand or not. But anyway, so kamon, we said we can't allow to do it, it's mutter to do it because it's for the tzarachela. Here we are in Yom Tov where the tchina itself is mutter, they do not require a shino. The reason why we're matter kamoin on Yom Tov is because you could directly use it for cooking, you know, put into the pot. So if that's the heter, so yayin v'shem and chosin erim v'shabbos l'chayla, you're allowed to mix. You said you can't mix yayin v'shem and you can't whisk it up because it looks like you're about to cook. We the ma'isa for chayla we were matter. Tanya ain't tovering yain v'shem and l'chayla b'shabbos. Amar Rishim and Elazar, Mishum Rameir, af tovering yain v'shem. That they did, you are allowed to do it. According to Rameir, why over here on Shabbos can't we do it for the Mila if we can do it for a chayla?
Although it did say crushing the cumin, right?
Didn't
it say
compression? The cumin, on Yom Tov. It said for on Shabbos, what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to chew it. You can't grind it in a normal fashion. Amar Shimon ben Elazar. So the Brisa continues and says, Rav Shimon Elazar says, Pamachas chosh Rameir b'meyo. Rameir was ill. We wanted to make this concoction of Yayin b'shemen, according to Rameir's opinion, that you're allowed to whip it up on Shabbos. He did not allow us to do that. So we said to him, in your own lifetime, in your own tamidim, in your own place, your words are not going to be fulfilled. Even though I say that's mutter, my chaver says it's also, I say it's mutter. I did not have the comfort level to allow myself to go against what the Chachamim said, even though I hold it's mutter, but to go against the words of the Chachamim, I can't do that. So, who knew the Machmir of Shay? It means he's asking Halacha L'Maaseh that it's mutter. He personally is not going to do it. Abul Kuli Alma, sure, it's mutter. So you see that the Tzarech Chayla, it's mutter to do it. So why by the Mila not? Morris says, Hasam loy boy, I'm not sure how you pronounce the word, Lika, Leka, Hacha boy lika. So lika, Rashi says, means mixing it up very well to like really whisk it up. So for that purpose of the chela, you don't need that. Whereas the purpose over here in the middle, you do. Mor says Hacha nami le'eved lo lilach. So what's the problem? So just to put it on without mixing it, stirring it up vigorously. Some more answers. But you got to put each one on independently. It didn't mean mamish just independently. Any amount, you would mix it together minimally. That's also called zebeth niyatz, and that goes into what the Mishnah said that that's permitted. Second Rashi, chazal lechela, second line, shema sakana. You can use it for a chel even without any danger. It's mutter, so kavachem you should be able to use it for the meal. So they said to him, "B'tamer give to Lu the hainami chelahu." He was the chel. Okul amashar your mayor, v'stam masnitzin your mayor. So our mission it goes like stam mishes are mayor. So the mitanim are mishes are mayor. So ma'itzanan noitzin zebatzva zebatzva. So more answers. You can't put them together because hosim gabi shar chelam elu chelam leboy lika latarfu la'arba yafa yafa. You don't need to mix it up well. More so, okay, so over here, put it on below leilich. Below yarvelu kol kach. You don't have to mix it up so much. The Torah's hanul d'ktonin is a notion that b'atzmas b'atzmai shemay ariv. When you put it together, obviously they mix together, but ben aloichik is not he's not whipping it up vigorously. That goes into that head. Ten rabbanim. Emes sanan in esachardul b'mesanen shalot. Vei mematkin oisav gechelas. The Rashi says this price is going on Yom Tov. You want to take the mustard seed and put it through a sifter. You can't do that on Yom Tov. And what they used to do also was they would take a coal, stick it in there, and of course it would sort of like heat it up and give it. And it would create a flavor, in it by this scorching of it. You can't do that.
This was for medicinal, wasn't for eating, right?
Actually, this halacha was not limited to medicinal. It's even for eating purposes. I'm led by the Rav Yosef. I don't understand. My shnom mehodet nan. We have a mishnah later on. Noisin bay, but misnana shel chardel. You got to take the chardel, which is going through the sifter. It's hanging there, and the chardel is sifting out. And take a raw egg, and put the raw egg into it, which will then continue. But you see, you're allowed to use the misnanas, the sifter of the chardel, on Shabbos. So Kabbal Chaimer on Yom Tov. I'm like, Hussam le Metzi Kibarer, Hacha Metzi Kibarer. So the Senatus of Chardel was ready. The goal over here where they were mixing the egg was to add flavor. Excuse me, add color. So, and when it would come through, everything would go through. So the goal wasn't to sift it. The goal was, that was a good way to mix it, in a certain sense. If you put it into this sieve and they sort of like drip out slowly together, it mixes well. So and nothing stays above. So nothing stays. So it's not doesn't look like sifting at the end, because sifting, the point is to leave,
something behind.
That's the malacha of barer. So there's no, it doesn't look like barer over there. Whereas over here in this case, which you're referring to, being mesan the chardel, that was referring to actually doing a sifting process to it, or at least a Mexican barer. Now I'm not sure exactly what the it was just a Mesa Kibarer. What exactly, what stage we're talking about? If there was no real psilis, so why is it Mesa Kibarer? If there was real psilis, why isn't it Burrer? It was just Mesa Kibarer. I never understood the physical reality it was referring to. I never really studied mustard seed so much. But Tanya Mematkin is a kechelis. The Russian says you can't use a kechelis. The Russian says you could use a kechelis. So you could sweeten it up. It's almost like caramelizing it. When you heat it up, it caramelizes. It makes it sweet. certain starches change to a sugar through the heat. So more as answers like kasha kamigachelis shalmateches kamigachelis shal eitz. Depends on whether you're talking about a hot piece of wood, which is usser, or a hot piece of metal, which is not. What's the difference between wood and metal? Because the malacha of kibui applies only the rice level only applies to wood, not to metal. Because since the malacha of kibui to be considered malacha de rice, it has to be that to be a malacha atzricha legufa, it has to be that you need to make pechem out of it. You would need to sort of put it out to make it charcoaly, that therefore it'll light better the next time. So the extinguishing is for the benefit of the item itself. It's not shot by metal. You have hot metal and you douse it. The metal doesn't. We discussed before, maybe it strengthens the metal, but putting out in this way where you didn't douse it, it'll never be a case of tzricha legufa. So they didn't aser metal, but they did aser eitz.
Okay, I'm going to buy another Yosef.
Ma'ishna mibisra agrumri, that there was a. Again, this price we're talking about on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to take the meat and put the meat directly on the coals. You're allowed to roast it directly on the coals. The coals were made out of wood. And we were matter it, even though there's going to be, obviously, putting the meat on the coals extinguishes some of it. That if you have no other way to make the item, so you can't do it before Yom Tov. The only way you can do it is on Yom Tov. So they're matter, but over here it's Efshar. You could have done it before Yom Tov. So therefore, we're not going to matter doing it on Yom Tov. Okay, now two dots are coming up in a moment. Let's finish off the two dots. Even though it's a new thought, really. I'm going to let a bile of Yosef ma'ol agabe. Are you allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov? I'm going to let also to make cheese on Yom Tov. That he has to kasha ba'ishna ba'lisha. Why is it any different than the process of making a dough? So you're having the parts come together and become the various pieces of the curd, etc., which solidify as you make the cheese. It's something like the example is like eventually you harden it, etc. But the first step of the process, you get a pot cheese type of a thing, or it starts hardening together. That's a form of lisha in a certain sense. It's the process of clumping things together, and lisha is mutter on Yom Tov. I'm like hasam liyavsher hacha evsher. So you could have made the cheese is something which you can make before Yom Tov, whereas the dough, you can't let the dough sit for 20 overnight. Make the dough every Yom Tov and let it sit and then bake it on Yom Tov. You'll have quite a sour dough by the time it comes when you bake it. Va'amrin hadoy gevina basyam amalia. They said the fresh gevina just made that day is the best. It's malia, it's good. So if you're going to lose some freshness and some benefit of making it fresh, you ought to make it on Yom Tov. That goes into the heter of Achol Nefesh, because you couldn't do it as well from before Yom Tov. So he says, no. Hacha Kamri, dafilu gvina basyam amalia. Obviously, gvina, which is older, aged, is better. Making cheese, the aging process is part of that. The point they were saying is, even gvina, which is one day old, also tastes good. But if you want to know, is it efshar to do it before Yom Tov? Yep, it is, because gvina, which is 2 days old, tastes better. So it's definitely possible to do it before Yom Tov, if you can't do it on Yom Tov. Zok Rashi. The fourth line from the top. Mesanis the chardel, but Yom Tov, you can't sift the chardel through its sifter on Yom Tov. The Mesener Shaloi, the time of first Kameh, the more explains what's the problem using its sifter. The Mechsi Kibarer Shemashlech Hasumen Shaloi. It looks like the person's purpose is to do barer, to catch the impurities and discard them. So you can't take either a coal or a heated piece of stone and throw it in, and it will extinguish the fire, obviously. Meanwhile, it caramelizes the mustard. The egg mixes it, but the yapa is marisa to make it look nicer. Everything comes through. There's nothing left in the sieve to say that it looks like barber. But over here, that's over there. Whereas over here, there is a Mexican barber. No, we're talking about making a cheese to eat right away. So even the first step of curdling it, etc., and pressing it together gives you some type of, it's like a soft cheese.
So you're saying that you're starting it on
it. To use on Yom Tov. I mean, you can't do it on Yom Tov to make it for afterwards. Do something using on Yom Tov.
My point is, it could be, let's say, that it's already it's forming on Yom Tov for Shabbos because it's over that period of time.
No, you're doing the process, starting the process, and you want to use it for that day. Also the shaykh by kibbutz, the concept of kibbutz applies to fish oyster pechem. It produces this the charcoal which allows it to light better the next time. There's no balacha the rice of kibbutz. According to Rav Shimon, it doesn't exist. According to Rav Shimon, Anima Gekelah Shematechus. Masha Mavisa Grumi, Shetzelim B'yam Tavagav De Mechaba. So you're putting the meat on the coals, you're putting out, you're extinguishing the coals. It's like, yeah, sure, let's me ask you, can't roast it from a four yam tov. The B'yam HaShvichot Tvei. It tastes fresher, you know, that which is cooked that day tastes better than something which was cooked beforehand. So that's why we're allowed to, we're allowed to cook today, and so as I'm saying, cook it from before because it tastes better today. Avocado, after me also, but the comes to the mustard, the flavor is the same if you do it beforehand. He asked him, "Legabin, legrina, make cheese." Mashem elisha shaloshin pas biyamtiv. By name elisha damya, you're allowed to make a dough on yamtiv and bake bread. So this is like Lisha. So the paskam and aliyat fresh bread tastes better. After me asked, but over here you could do it from beforehand. Same af kavin says basyam and aliyah. A close can ask one. Her point was even fresh kavina is good. The kavina was just made that day, whereas kavina was made from the day before is even better. Okay. We discussed the mission says there was like a type of like a protective cap they would make over the mila to prevent the skin from growing back, impacting the mila. So this is this halacha over here is not nothing to do with Shabbos. It's talking about just in general this chaluk they used to use. How to make it. Armali em hay chaluk ti yanuka. I think the word is lefanya. It's not lefanehos. It means you have to bet. You have to lefanya is like to turn it. Le sitra leiloi. The mamidvik garda mine vasila de kushavka. So that you have to be careful that this piece of cloth that you're using, you don't want to have it that the stitches which hold the cloth together are sticking in, thereby allowing for the potential of one of the stitches, one of the pieces of thread to catch onto the skin, and as the skin starts to hit the process, it will actually stick, will start to grow together with it, and when you pull it off afterwards, it can damage the organ and make the person into a krushavcha. It has a damaged organ which make him possible to marry the klal yisrael. So obviously we don't want to. So you have to do it with the stitching facing out. That's what I'm getting from Rashi, basically the exact details. I'm not a tailor, I don't get exactly. Mor says Ime Dabaya, again Ime Dabaya over here, which is the woman who raised him, is of the kiss to the palga. She made some type of like a lining. I don't get exactly what it looks like. She sometimes have a lining inside of this chaluk they put in, so she made like a lining inside to prevent it from again from sticking, so that it shouldn't have this problem. They don't have a chaluk available, so then Lysi Belisa, you should bring so that was a type of thing which is specifically made for the purpose of the chaluk was specifically made for this purpose. But so you just take some material. Belisa is like worn out material, so it's soft. The islay sifsa, but it's part of the cloth which has an edge to it. As opposed to the piece of cloth in the middle, which has threads sticking out at all ends, that's going to be very problematic. But this is something which has edging on it, something which has a rim to it. Makarka lefsivsa letatoy vayiv leili loy. So you put the edging part letatoy, which means further up of the aver, where it's, that should prevent it from sticking on that end, and the other part sticking out the end, that's not a problem. Baya Armali Aim, Baya is quoting things from his mother, and in regards to the children. Okay, it's strange. It's not that it doesn't exist, but. Actually, discuss with a doctor. Hayanuka lo yedia mefakse. The skin has grown over the anal area, and they can't tell exactly where the anus is, the opening for him to defecate. And so they have to know the cut. They're going to have to do some type of a surgery to cut through the skin, and they don't know exactly where it is. So the solution is the shayfei mishcha. So you should rub oil on that area. We look with the hadi yoima. So the oil helps the skin to become more translucent. You hold the child up towards the sun. The zig. I guess, is that the word? Yeah. Where it seems to be, there's an opening beneath it, it's just a layer of skin as opposed to the rest of it, which is the regular skin. So the part which is translucent, at least it shines through, that's where you cut. And Likra A, you cut it, Visarsa, with the, you take a barley corn, and you use the barley corn to cut, shasi ba'arav, and you cut both north, south, east, west. Shasi ba'arav is the two directions of your weaving. You should use the tip of a barley corn, which is sharp. You should not use metal to do it. Mishum dezorif, because it causes the place where the cut is will inflame. It causes it to inflame. Rabbi goes through a series of quotes from his mother. Okay. There's still Rashi still here. The panya the sitre leiloi, you stick it up, stick it outwards. The imra shebesvas pia yapoich, the threads which are at the edge, you fold them in, recapul the mal, you stick them facing out. Shlotei smucha lebesar, they shouldn't be close to the skin. They should roish mokem chatach beged shomu, that's where the cut is. Yetzir menu garden, there's a little fibers which stick out, shakar and pindits. Dilma madbika guards. One of them will stick out. When you take it off afterwards, yishma, it'll come v'yikra es rosh agid masal krushav, because it'll tear part of the skin area and cause it, make him a krushav. Imed the bayu uzum nasa, that was his wet nurse who raised him. All the tenoikas, the boy, the yod, the sakin milos, so she also took care of the children right after the meal. She would make kisa lepalga, the mila. She would cover over part of the mila with a kiss. Kisa yisa oisa shal beged lifnim b'sechah chaluk. She would make like a layer inside of the chaluk. With the frosta mitaycha, she would sew it inside b'sechah chaluk into the chaluk. Umagia lamata ad chatzi chaluk, and it went only halfway up. Kedei lochitz ben imra ben mila. Now it blocked between the edge of the other of the material of the chaluk and the mila itself. If you don't have that, let's say Belisa Mach Chakshal Begad, Sheba Imra, a piece of Begad, but also which has the what's the word I'm looking for? The edge of the garment, where it has the sewn edge. Fisha Imra Mehatka Yafa Bebasser Shelo Yisham and a Chaluk Minagid, but it also has the Mila that it holds on well. The frayed part should be facing away from the body, and the other part should be facing towards the body. In their garden, I don't know exactly what you fold it over in a way that it doesn't get near the skin. Where you can't find the opening for where he defecates. Put on oil which makes the skin more translucent. Look at how the human negative Hashem should up towards the sun. Where it's clear like glass, you do a shechalal connector. That's what the opening is. The zarif mefnafkoi causes it to blow up, to inflame. And Pelayer Belaz.